According to Liberia's Drug Enforcement Agency, law enforcement officials lack the manpower, money, and laws to deter drug trafficking. Colonel James Jada is the executive director of the agency. He says there is a need for better logistics within his organization.
Right now, we are operating with only, five vehicles, all assigned to headquarters. In the other 15 counties, we don't have the capability of purchasing vehicles. So this has been hindering our progress when it comes to operational activities.
He says the DEA also lacks adequate financial support from the government and from the international community. Jada says Liberia's weak drug laws present another serious problem. He says drug dealers are more typically fined than jailed, with the average penalty costing a dealer about $50.
We go out there, we make all the arrests, and the suspect is taken to court. The suspect is being given a cash bill, and as soon as the bill is paid, that person is out in the street doing the same thing that they were doing before. The penalty is very weak. It's nothing comparing with other countries.
Jada says a bill based on Nigeria's tougher drug laws was drafted and introduced to Liberia's legislature. The lower house approved the bill, but it has since stalled in the upper house. Although marijuana is locally produced, Jada says it is mostly foreigners who bring harder controlled substances like cocaine and heroin into Liberia. 28-year-old Lamine Kali is a drug user. He said he first began taking cocaine during Liberia's Civil War years.
I take in cocaine. I've been doing this for more than 2 years. I can't do without it. I've been arrested on many occasions, but I managed to escape.
Kali said if the government would provide jobs, he would stop doing drugs. Jada says Liberian youths who are expected to one day lead the country are falling victim to drug habits. He says more has to be done to prevent drugs from ruining the younger generation. Julia Ritchie for VOA News, Dakar.